7.9.
Dear Millennials, the wait is over. A show for us, by us. This is The Darren Mason Show. Dear Millennials, the wait is over. A show for us, by us. This is The Darren Mason Show.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Darren, and you are tuned into the Hottest Saturday Night Show on the radio. This is The Darren Mason Show, where we hope to inspire young millennials to follow their purpose with Christ, and we are excited to be here today. And as always, we want to start the show by saying thank you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of our life, and to my family, my wife Sabrina, to the two kids DJ and Dalia, and to our sponsors. Thank you, because without you there is no us. And of course, last but not least, to you, our radio fam, for choosing to ride with your boy on this Saturday night. And then gotta say what's up to the sisters of the show.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up? So I need y'all to check in with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How was your week, Simone? And are you excited?
I am super excited. My week has been crazy, but by the grace of God, I made it through and I made it here. I'm just so excited.
So tell us about yourself and where you're from and how we can follow you.
I am Simone Tops. I am from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm currently working part-time at Dillard's, so if you're looking for any good discounts and some nice clothes, come and see me. Dillard's at Regency. The AC is on, and you can follow me on social media.
Because y'all been out all week, boy.
The mall been out, but Dillard's is good. But follow me on social media at Simone Talks, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all Simone Talks, Simone Dunlap.
Awesome, awesome. And Mr. Shante, what's up?
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm truly, truly excited to be here with you guys tonight. I know we're going to have an amazing, amazing show. And as far as my social media is concerned, please, please, please follow us on Darren.
On radio.
On radio.
You,
on Instagram. And The Darren Mason Show on Facebook. That is Darren on Radio on Instagram and The Darren Mason Show on Facebook. And that's where you can get all of our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook social media handles.
Thank you so much. So we want to just give you a opportunity to call in and check in with you. Let us know where you are tuning in from. You could call in the studio at 904-831-1079. Again, that's 904-831-1079. And so we about to do a quick praise break and check in real quick as you call in, because this song is dedicated to you, our radio listeners. because without you, we never would have made it.
Selection from the choir.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you.
I see you, Savoy. I see you, Shakti. You are tuned into the Hottest Saturday Show on the radio. This is the Darren Mason Show. And next, we're going to go to our next segment, which is Sis Let's Chat, where the two sisters of the show, they will drop a topic and they will have some sis chat. And I only get invited when they need a male point of view.
Right. All right, all right, all right. So this segment is called Sis Let's Chat. And today our main topic that we will be focusing on is balance. Can we have it all? So Miss Simone, please, 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 please give me your perspective on this topic. As a millennial, do you feel like we can have anything and everything that our heart desires?
Yes, if we pray and seek God first, because it says in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto thee.
Yes.
So if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, he will give everything that you desire. So yes, we can have it all. Aside from seeking God, it takes a lot of patience, organization, and time.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I know a part of me in the beginning, I felt like, you know, I couldn't have it all. Yeah. But like you said, with prayer, praying steadfast, believing and having faith, I know that today I can have whatever my heart desires as long as it aligns with what God has
for
me.
You are listening to the...
What you feel about that, Darren?
Well, I think that y'all two hit it dead on. You know, first of which your scripture, seek you first, is one of my favorite scriptures because it kind of gives that guidance and really put things into perspective. And so when you ask the question, can we really have it all? Because, you know, for us, we want the car, we want the wife, we want the spouse, we want the kids, we want everything that we imagine or what our parents didn't have. But then sometimes we are the microwave generation, so we want to quit. And so I think that we can have it all, but we have to be be reminded that sometimes it is a process, that it takes time out. And we have to ask God to give us the strength and the patience to go through the process. Because sometimes I watched the video from Pastor Mike Todd, and he was saying about how that a God thing can be a bad timing, can be a curse. And so sometimes we may get what we wanted, but it may not be in God's timing. And that's the curse, because then now we start to question God. We start questioning ourselves. And then we just go through this whole spiel and just say, but we just go through the process. So I think that we can have it all in God's timing in the process. So,
amen.
Amen. Yeah.
So, like, what is the biggest challenge that you think that we face as millennials wanting it all?
Okay, so I think that we all, like you said, we see the end picture. We see what God told us is going to happen, but we never really realize what's in the middle. We never really realize what's in the middle, and we don't want to go through that process, that middle phase. So I feel like that's my hardest part. Like, I know what God told me. I know what's at the end of the road, but it's everything that I have to do and endure in the middle of that process, or in the middle of that journey, to get to that point where God told me what's going to happen, or God told me where I'm going to end up. So for me, that's the hardest part. What about you, Simone?
Yeah, patience. Patience, like you said. Patience is a virtue. That's the hardest thing, is having patience to go through it, to wait for it, to fast for it. Patience.
Fast. That's the word.
On.
Fast.
Ooh, deep breath. And I know for me, you know, just trying to balance being a husband, being a father, being a business owner, doing ministry, doing community work, sometimes you kind of feel like, do I have to separate this? Do I have to separate that? And I know early on in my marriage, you know, I saw that firsthand with my wife, of just, you know, somebody who's so ambitious and just love to follow her dreams.
Right.
But then when we got married, then came a mom, and then still trying to find her. And so I know, like, a lot of millennial women really, really struggle to try to have that balance. And so, but I think you can, because once you learn how to juggle, you become a masterpiece. And that's the beauty
masterpiece
of everything and how, like, God shapes us. Because sometimes we give up before time. Prematurely we give up because it didn't happen the way that I saw it on Instagram.
Wow.
Or I didn't see it on that movie. Like, I found the person, I served God, I had, like, it didn't happen like that. So you feel, well, forget it all. But then sometimes, you know, for example, that if you didn't have the picture perfect relationship, and then for some reason something happens, and so we kind of shut down, like, well, God, I'm not the person, like, that's not, my dreams are over, or you didn't get that job right out of college. And sometimes, you know, that very thing that what you thought was for you could have been a very detrimental to your life. So sometimes God will alter it for our protection. And so I think that the patience through the process equals protection.
That's
a whole word. Hold on.
Well, we could just sit right there. Come on, somebody. So
repeat that. Patience, process.
So when we have to gain the patience to go through the process. Because sometimes that's God's protection. So we want it right now. We pray. We say, God, I want this right now.
Right now.
And then when it don't come, well, okay, well, God, whatever. But sometimes in that patience, we be like, well, I'm not sure why this door closed, but I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast.
Be still.
Come on, somebody.
We in the book tonight.
Because sometimes we need to take that energy and be productive. We take that energy because it didn't happen the way that we wanted it to happen, and we just, like, give up and, like, God, okay, I'm done with it. It wasn't meant to be. And then we could go into power is in a life and death of the tongue. Because then you say that it wasn't supposed to be. No, it just wasn't the right timing right now. Because sometimes we don't know the enemy's doing and what he's trying to do, and we wanted to go in right now. And sometimes God, no, I'm protecting you
just
right
chill.
Now. That I man ain't ready yet. If I give you this man right now,
come on, Dan.
Both y'all lives gonna be jacked up.
Are you really ready? Are you really
that
ready?
That woman of God is still trying to get to the point of being patient with me. So what you think she gonna do when I give it to you now? So it's protection. I think that's the word. You can have balance, but be patient. Go through the process so God can protect you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to our next segment. The old school joint of the day. The old school joint of the day is...
Let's check.
The old school joint of the day is when we would play a a track that will take us back to our children, church days, PK days, usher board days, yes. Those times that just make you just sit back and be like, oh, I remember that point in time in my life.
What you got this for us this week? What so song?
What I got today is the ultimate
old school joint of the week
legend himself, Kirk Franklin old with school. Revolution.
Whoop whoop. Do you want a revolution?
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher, for God shall wipe away. Yes, sir. Every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. Come on. Come on. What you say? Come on.
You are listening to the hottest Saturday night show on the radio, The Darren Mason Show.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the hottest Saturday show on the radio, The Darren Mason Show. And our next segment is Simone Talks on the Clock, where our sister Simone, that she gives us tips on fashion, mental health, and whatever's on our heart. What's up, Simone?
What's up, millennials? This is Simone Talks checking in with the fashion tips of the week. I know some of us are going back to work and others are going back to school. If you want to keep up with the current fashion trends, don't be afraid to add a pop of neon, snakeskin, or animal print. I know it's 2019, but 90s styles are coming back as well. So stay tuned for next week with some more Simone Talks.
That's what's up. So 90s are back in, huh?
Hold on. Yes. Sis said yes, neon.
Neon. 90 neon.
90 neon and snakeskin. Hold on.
How y'all think
you
I'm looking?
You want these babies to just be real stylish, huh? I thought they wear uniforms.
So, since my kids start school, first time Duval County Public School parent to the parent of DJ Dalia, so I can walk in with some animal print. Is that what you saying? And I'll be in tune.
That'll work. Maybe, you know, like a cheetah print suit. You'll fit right in.
Wait, cheetah print suit. Darren in a cheetah print suit. Wait.
Yeah, y'all know I can rock it. Y'all can.
If you want to see Darren in a cheetah print suit, please call
y'all
in.
Know
please call
me.
In
don't
and let us know. 904-831-1079. Please call in.
It ain't nothing. So, Ms. Chante.
Yes.
So, where are you from? Because, you know, me and my sister, we hometown babies right here. And, you know, we repping the vid all day long.
Hold on.
Tell us about you and where you from. A little bit about you and special one at home.
Okay. Greetings. I am Ashante Antoinette Williamson. I am from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, Florida. 568 in your face.
Oh, you been practicing. You been practicing that for a long time.
I had to throw the fam you out there. Although I am a wildcat. Shout out to all my Bethune-Cookman alum students. All of you guys, I love you guys so much.
Amen, amen.
And you said to mention that special person that's in
my
life.
Who is that special person in your life?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a son. He's 1 year old. He's 1 year old. His name is Gabriel Alexander. Yes, that's my baby. I love him so much.
Awesome, awesome. So, I want to know how y'all feeling right now.
I'm hyped. Me too. I listen to Drake.
What? God plan, I got you.
I listened to I Drake
get it.
Before.
I get
Wait,
it.
Drake has some theology now. Don't sleep. Stay
he
woke.
Do.
Stay
he
woke.
Do. He do. He
I
do.
I can drop a few verses on you.
Let's go. You on the clock. Let's go.
Nah, I'm good.
You supposed to be prepared and see.
Right.
You ain't even prepared to see.
That's okay. I got y'all. They got to stay tuned and come back next week. And I'll drop a few verses on y'all.
Gotcha. Well, I am super excited again for you just choosing to ride with your boy on the Darren Mason Show. The hottest Saturday night show on the radio. And so we're going to take a quick music break again, and we're going to play Darren's Song of the Week. And this Song of the Week is what I have on repeat every single week. So I want to share this with you, what the Lord has been ministering to me through music. And our song, our go-to song of the week is none other, Donna Lawrence, featuring Leandra Johnson.
Yes.
Deliver Me.
Leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but sing it for me two more times.
Cause all I see to do is hide.
my background sing.
Oh, oh, Lord,
oh yeah.
Deliver me.
God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
Deliver me.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
You are listening to the hottest Saturday night show on the radio, The Darren Mason Show.
This your boy Darren, and you are tuned into The Darren Mason Show. Whew,
that song
right there.
Just take me there every time.
When I say on repeat, on repeat. Man, so that song, and shout out to Daron Lawrence and Leandra Johnson, man. Did y'all see her on Sunday Best?
Yes, she killed it. Her outfit, shout out to her stylist.
Dope, definitely.
Put together.
Definitely. But we're going to keep this show moving. So next we have our social media buzz of the week. What's on Miss Tate?
Well, what's been buzzing this week is Centoya Brown. Mm. You know, she was recently released from jail. So I want to say welcome home to her. I want to say congratulations to her because sis is married.
What?
Okay.
Wait.
She is married to a 27-year-old hip-hop Christian rapper.
Come through.
And you want to know what's so crazy?
What's that?
During the time she was in prison, she wasn't allowed to have visits.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I felt like, oh dang, he really waited for her. Mm. He wasn't able to see her. He probably was able to talk to her or even write letters, but the fact that he wasn't able to see her and he still waited, crazy.
Wow, patience. Process.
Yes.
Protection.
Yes. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Congratulations and again, welcome home. So next we're going to go to our community spotlight where we will shed some light on some great things that's going on in the community. And first I want to give a special shout out to Miss Jerry Ford and the Alpha Stars for a very, very great successful back to school drive on today. I mean, the giveaway, they gave over 1,000 book bags, school supplies.
Wow.
My two got theirs, so we're excited to check out this. But it was just great. I mean, you seen everybody out there, different organizations and vendors. And
right.
Food. Shout out to Mr. Potato Spread. Man, he gave out some.
Mr. Potato Spread, if you listening.
This one, hot dogs and hamburgers type back to school giveaway. It was so good. So shout out to you, Miss Jerry, and keep up the good work.
Yes.
And definitely shout out to Rockin' Waffle Cafe with Dr. Shannon Carter and the whole Crumping for Success. They had the grand opening today. With some great food at 3416 Moncrief Road. Shout out to you, Dr. Carter, and to my boy, Nashawn Nix. He has a Work Your Dream job fair on August 16th from 10:45 to 1:30 at the Wells Fargo Center. So if you need a job, go check out Nashawn Nix at this Work Your Dream job fair.
Amen.
All right. So next, we have
Dear Millennials.
Is our Dear Millennium conversation where I will address our millennials and just have a conversation like the Apostle Paul did to
all
the
right.
church.
Give it to us.
And so today, and y'all can chime in this week. I ain't going to be selfish. For tonight.
You can be selfish.
So Dear Millennials, as our conversation and focus for the week is balanced, can we have it all? And for me, I definitely want to just say, yes, you can. But in that time, really understanding that it's more so about prioritizing versus a balance. Because sometimes a balance can be off. Sometimes your balance can be on. But when you prioritize and seek ye first the kingdom of God, everything else will be added unto you. And so first you got to make sure that you are prioritizing your relationship with Christ and ask for that guidance in that direction to make sure that you know you and are proud of you. Because sometimes we try to make it a external thing when it's really internal of being proud of yourself. And then three, making sure you surround yourself with great people in a great team. Because we are not called to do this work alone, regardless of what you are trying to do. And so you really have to make sure that you are prioritizing your relationship with Christ, yourself, and those around you.
Amen.
Dear Millennials, that's your word of the week. Dear Mason. Thank you for tuning in to the Darren Mason Show. We hope that this broadcast was impactful to you and your family. To follow our ministry, visit DarrenAMason.com to stay connected.